This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey man, I'm so woke, I wear two face masks when I go out. They're 40 quid a pop, because I'm from Ballintemple. Bear in mind, that's the same as 2 quid a pop to someone like you. I was on my way into town yesterday on my electric scooter when I spotted this hot chick from my tantric sourdough baking class. It takes 3 days to bake a loaf. Everyone looks posher than Sting. This chick said, "Totes deva to see you in a face mask, dude. COVID-19 is a plot by globalists to force you to take a vaccine." I said, "Amazing. Where'd you get your info?" She said, "Mainly the drummer from the Corrs." I said, "Amazing. Let's hook up." She said, "Meet me tomorrow and we'll go shopping without a mask. Do you think I should do it?" Ed, Ballintemple.
My nephew and Kerry is big into alien conspiracy theories. We call him Yera Yera 51. I said, "Are you wearing a mask in shops?" He said, "And I am and I amn't." Hashtag no straight answers in Kerry.
It's getting vicious on our WhatsApp group. Stunning Douglas Road moms who judge kids based on their parents' income. Laura _ hips don't lie said she got a note from the preschool saying they're putting kids into bubbles of 6 when they go back, and she wants a meeting with the owner to make sure her Hugo is in with the right crowd. Cleena _ the communist said, "How do you define the right crowd, Laura?" And the reply was, "Probably a bubble or two up from your little Isaac, Cleena, given that your husband's brother signed on for the pandemic payment." Hashtag news to us. Sorry, but I'd cry actual tears at the thought of my Cecile sharing her life with a child who's never tried an oyster. So Audrey, do you have any pull to get her into the best bubble? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my friend Ethel there. She's so posh. She makes my posh cousin sound like someone from Glasheen. I said, "Do you choose your children's peers?" She said, "Totally. They're only allowed to go to the peer in Crookhaven." Skull has gone very Turner's Cross, apparently.
Come here. What's the story with posh knobs drinking cheap plunk when they think no one's watching? Myself and the budgie were down in Skull there last weekend, and it's true what they say about the Lords of Bob's crowd being very self-assured, because you'd want a lot of confidence to charge those prices for a burger and chips, do you know what I mean? Anyways, we hired a pair of kayaks, went out around the harbour for a paddle. These posh muppets on a yacht started shouting, "Narries ahoy" at us. Bunch of langers, I tell you now. So we said, "Any chance we could join your party?" The dopiest looking one of the lot of them, Reggie said his name was, shouts, "Come on board, old stock, we could do with a laugh." I says, "Budgie, this is going to be premium Ballinger all the way now, kid." But it was €7 rosé from Lidl, which, in fairness, did the job. No doubt about it. But I was expecting the quality it got to be a lot higher. So, like, are posh people fierce tight now these days or what? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, "Is it true that posh Cork has started shopping in Lidl all of a sudden?" She said, "Absolutely." I said, "Why?" She said, "Mandatory face masks." I said, "So they won't get recognised?" She said, "No. There's 73% less chance they'll catch the Norrie flu. Hashtag dreaded."
Now listen up, Petty. I have to fly to Era this weekend to judge an awful sausage-eating contest in my massive estate in North Cork. Banty Horseface Whiffington, our codename for Boris, said you filthy spadmanchers will put me in quarantine for 2 weeks if I try it. To which I replied, "Don't be a bloody fool, man. There's no way the mix will stay sober long enough to organise something like that." Am I right? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London, and far too much of mellow.
Boris is actually right. Imagine. The latest advice is that people from UK have to stay in the one place and restrict their movements for 2 weeks. My advice is to do this in Waterford. At least you won't feel like you're missing out on much by isolating yourself from the locals.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.